This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Anger and compassion are powerful motivators for activism, as demonstrated again by a pair of events in Santa Rosa and Guerneville this evening. They're both at work in a protest march against the use of tasers by the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office that begins in Santa Rosa's Courthouse Square at 5:30.
We just feel that tasers are completely unnecessary, inhumane, does not make our community safer, and in fact it's killing people. Sonoma County is one of the deadliest areas in the whole Bay Area in terms of police killings, and tasers have been a large part of that. So we'd like to see that stop.
Carl Patrick is part of the Petaluma Cop Watch group, which in turn is part of the October 22nd Coalition, which is sponsoring the march. Participants are planning to walk from the downtown square to the sheriff's office in the county administration center to publicize their protest, and Patrick says, to call attention to the need for alternatives to police interventions for people who have mental health or substance abuse problems.
A lot of times these tasers are used against people that are suffering mental illness or drug abuse, alcohol abuse problems. These are people that need treatment, and they're not getting it. That's just inhumane, it's unjust, and the police should not be the ones dealing with it, especially not with tasers.
Victims of another sort are the focus of a more subdued gathering at the Guerneville Oddfellows Hall at 6 tonight. B. Esbert is a community advocate for the Sonoma County YWCA, which is sponsoring a vigil for some lesser-known victims of domestic violence.
The candlelight vigil is in memory of the two men who recently lost their lives to domestic violence here in Sonoma County, and we will be honoring and remembering all male victims of domestic violence.
Yes, there are cases of domestic abuse among gays, too, confirms Mike Walker, a relationship counselor in the Russian River area and a group facilitator for the YWCA. In fact, he says, they occur at about the same rate as in straight couples.
About 15% of the gay men who live with a male partner have reported being victims of male domestic violence. It seems to be about 11% for lesbians, and another 15% of the heterosexual community.
But the actual number of men who are abused is probably higher than those statistics would indicate, Walker says, because men are often reluctant to report it.
There seems to be a lot of stigma when it comes to men coming forward and reporting any kind of domestic violence because they're afraid they'll be seen as demasculinized or they'll be ridiculed. In the gay population, they're afraid of being outed. They don't really want to draw a lot of attention to themselves in that way because there's so much shame associated with it.
When women are abused by men, it's usually a matter of physical violence. But when the roles are reversed and the man is the victim, the abuse itself is often more subtle.
A lot of times, if it's a heterosexual male who's the victim, he may be abused using more weapons, such as using restraining orders, police reports, false reports, custody disputes, and denial of visitations.
Although they are invisible, adds B. Esbert, these sorts of abuses can cause more lasting harm.
Emotional abuse, psychological abuse have much deeper effect and much longer term effect. The wearing down of the self-esteem, the hopelessness, the shame, self-worth, all of these things can really affect someone long-term.
The vigil will last an hour from 6 to 7 tonight. District Attorney Stephen Pasalacqua and Supervisor Efren Carrillo will be among the speakers. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.